Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Plumbing the Death Star? Well, that's a comedy pop culture podcast. That's it.
I like you said pop card.
Yeah. Pop culture podcast.
Oh no, fair enough.
Yeah.
I think that's what I said.
Yeah.
I
can't remember.
And we asked the important questions.
Yeah.
Like, which would be the worst toy to join the Toy Story universe?
Now, this question comes to us from our beautiful listeners in the Bad Brain Boys Discord, the listener suggestion section. This comes from Christy Incredible. Hey, you too can suggest a topic that we say.
Good sentence.
If you want to hear your topic said from our mouths, well, Douche's mouth,
yeah.
Really? You want to put words in his mouth?
Yeah.
Sign up to the Bad Brain Boys, get access to the Discord, and also a bonus episode of Plumbing the Death Star every month, plus a bonus episode of What If. Well, not a bonus episode of What
Just
If.
Just an episode of
Just
What If.
Just an episode of What
and
If.
And a few other little bits and bobs here and there.
A show where we go through the 1977 comic book series What If. And, well, some may say we try to answer the questions. Others might say we...
We definitely answer the question at least once.
Yes.
Just like we're answering this question at least once.
Yeah. At least
before I even, like, I thought that was actually a good segue to start putting forward my question, like, answer this question. But I just remembered I cut JD off, who wanted to say something very quickly. JD.
Oh, yeah, because you were just talking about beautiful listeners. And I just wanted to give this a quick shout out to all of our beautiful listeners and also our ugly ones.
This one's for both.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This one's for both the ugly and the beautiful. But
and
if you're playing. Stop listening.
You're like, oh, I'm average.
Yeah, get out of here.
All of our plain Janes and average Joes, go.
Not for you,
yourself.
Buddy. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Five out of tens. Fuck off.
This is for the ones and tens.
One to four, six to ten. Welcome. Five. See you next week.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Next week, we'll do an episode just for five.
Planets for five.
Yeah. Shots fired. The weekly planets for
not
fives.
Not saying that they only have fives.
Yeah.
It's just like...
I think you're right. I think statistically, if you're a five, you're more likely to listen to Plumbing to the Weekly Planet. If you're a one, if you're a real dog, you're listening to Plumbing. And if you are God's gift to mankind, you're listening to Plumbing. That's how it is,
exactly.
Dude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Real uggos and the beautiful ones.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it is. It's some kind of math.
Dougal ones are probably getting heaps of fives, too.
Yeah,
Auntie
exactly.
Donna, probably a lot of threes.
Plumbing the Death Star ones and tens.
Yes. Yeah. Which averages are to five. Yeah,
exactly. You
who
see,
can't listen.
People coming to a Plumbing the Death Star, you know, like a live show, and you go, did the sewer and a modeling agency just open up?
Did both leak?
Exactly. And everyone's going in being like,
Well,
it's scary both times because they're so beautiful or so ugly.
Well, yeah. Exactly, dude.
Just like the hosts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're beautiful on the outside but have horrible souls.
Yeah.
That most is people true. Say beauty's only skin deep, and for us, that is so true, because after you pass the skin, horrible.
No, dude. Just black tar.
Yeah.
We don't bleed. We ooze.
Yes.
Smoking's good for us because adding black tar to our lungs is actually an improvement.
It's what we need, dude.
Yeah.
That's what our food pyramid looks like.
Yeah.
It's just
one triangle.
Mysterious
cigarettes.
Black goo.
Cigarettes and raw sewage.
Yeah.
Should you really be eating these?
Yeah, it's good for me.
Me specifically, doctor?
Yes.
Yeah, watch when I touch grass and it just goes black. See, I'm poison.
I'm poison to the earth.
Yeah.
Now, worst for the Toy Story universe.
Yeah.
Or, like, worst for as a toy to be in this Toy Story. What would be considered pretty bad?
Okay.
Because, again, what are the parameters? Because I have a potential answer.
Okay.
Which I think is maybe... I just want to put forward a marble. Like, you know, marbles, these little
bad.
Toys.
I'm familiar with
you know, marbles, little round marble. I don't know how, if you do play with marbles or not.
Yeah. Well, I don't personally play with marbles.
If
did you used to?
Was I ever a marble kid? I was jealous of kids with marbles.
I had marbles.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Did you get like hand-me-down marbles?
Yeah, from my dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Those are cool marbles.
I don't know where they went, man.
Yeah.
God, that'd be
marbles
fun to play with.
Marbles make an awesome noise when they hit.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, if you're at this point you really want to participate in the conversation, why don't head to our Instagram plumbing pod?
Yeah.
Just like let us know. You still got your marbles?
Yeah. And you got your marbles? You got your dad's marbles?
You got a photo of your dad. Take a photo of your dad's marbles. Tag us.
Yeah.
I would love a photo of someone holding marbles and then holding their phone that's playing Plumbing the Death
Star. Yeah. Be like, yeah, my marbles. This is my marble collection.
This is how I listen every week. Yeah. And I'm a two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a real hag. And here's my marbles.
Hey, I'm an eight. And here's my marbles. Yeah.
Wow, even their marbles are beautiful.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Damn, they really polished them up.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking a marble will be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because one, they got no mouth and they cannot scream unless they can psychically scream.
Yeah, that's
and
true. I don't
really remember in the Toy Story universe what happens with, I guess, toys without mouths, because it did seem that they weren't able to speak.
Well, Mr. Potato Head can't talk if his mouth is in his ass.
Mm. And there's that penguin in possibly the second one whose voice box is going because he's so old, Squeaker.
Yeah.
And he won't be able to talk at a certain point.
With certain marbles, they have like different like patterns and shapes. So
the
like
famous Sid fucked up one?
Yeah.
That's got
real mouth. Yeah.
So I was like, first off, you can't speak. Mm-hmm. Another thing as well, like I think toys love to be played with. That's what they really want to.
True.
Now, with marbles, you cannot give a marble to a certain age of a child.
That's
because
true.
It's a choking hazard.
Whoa.
And even when you can play with them, when it's not a choking hazard per se, it's still a choking hazard. So you could be responsible for killing your child.
You could be in a dead boy.
So I think that's pretty bad for a toy. To have that, to be there silently, like, I want to be played with.
Yeah.
Don't put me in your mouth.
And you can't tell the kid because you can't drop the masquerade when the kid's picking you up and being like, oh, you just gotta be like, Woody, fucking help me here. And Woody's just watching me like, oh no. That's
Man,
pretty bad.
I have no, like, my own, I don't really, I can't locomote on my own.
No.
You might
be able to roll. Because the speak and spell can kind of shift on its hips. So you might be able to roll.
That's true.
With a marble, so the army men have a kind of community.
Yeah.
They came from the same bag, the same kind of toy. You might have that with the other marbles.
That's true.
You might have some marble solidarity.
That's true.
I guess you can talk to one another. But
I do feel that there is in marbles there's a hierarchy.
Yeah.
Because you know the bigger marble.
Oh, it's the best marble.
That's the best marble, and also that's designed.
The
they're going to hit me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be afraid of that big marble.
Yeah, but that's true.
So maybe I love to be hit.
Yeah.
So I love to be hit. I can't speak, and I'm afraid I'm going to kill my boy.
Yeah. It's a funny thing, you know, like Woody, when he's played with, it goes into this like fantasy sequence.
I just realized like the life of that marble is very similar to being a dad.
Yeah, that's true.
You do get hit.
Yeah. Can't speak.
You can't really say.
You can't
that.
Say anything to your kid. You can't. You can't raise your voice.
And I am worried. I'm going to kill my
boy. Hey, whoa, that's crazy. The marble is the dad of toys. But when Woody or Buzz, they get played with, they go into like this fantasy sequence where they can. It's like it's real for them.
Mm.
With a marble, what does that look like?
I guess you could any time where a marble like in a film where there's a boulder going down a hill or
that's
something like
true.
That, you could pretend that that's you.
It's funny that you're like getting played with as being rocks.
Yeah,
so that's something.
I'm rock.
A marble, I think, is like a real fear for toys is that they'll get abandoned.
Mm.
And unfortunately. No disrespect to marbles.
Yeah. Can I just quickly remember what I just said?
Yeah. Where are they?
My dad, gave me his. Where them go?
Yeah, where are those marbles? I think, because you like, say you leave the marbles outside. Of every toy, they're the ones most likely to get like buried and just kind of like, you're kind of going to get buried alive as a marble. I think that's very
And like if you
possible.
If you have, say, a big, like, all right, like an Optimus Prime toy or whatever, and you either get like a little bit old for that or like, you know, it's like, oh, I have these on my shelf and it's there just to look at. It's pretty. Or it's like, oh, you know what? I've done my time playing with this.
Yeah.
I'm going to donate it.
Mm.
I just don't think you're donating marbles.
No. How many people are playing with marbles in the year of our Lord 2026?
Well, we're going to find out when you head to @plumbingpod. Everyone that's listening has been like, hey.
There is, I mean, There is like a lot of, I guess, as ASMR
that's type true.
Videos on YouTube where how people are playing marbles? With marbles.
Should we get marbles?
I think so. Because you can set up
should
like...
Should we get and play marbles as a family?
Like, I remember having a big wooden like tower thing. Yeah. And you just had like the whole board into it. And you put
the marble down and it rolled. Yeah, that shit's cool.
And that was wonderful and fun, right? And I loved doing that as a kid. But if you go on YouTube and you watch a bunch of these ASMR-y type like
marbles,
they are making these interesting like
doing some of these ones?
Well, they're not like, you know, fondling the balls. Okay. That's a different.
That's what
like,
I imagine.
That's
you
a
get
labyrinth.
Actually,
type
I can so
thing.
Easily imagine you as like an 11-year-old playing with marbles and then getting bored and putting them all in the sack and then trying to put the sack in your mouth. Being like,
that, why is he sucking on the sack of marbles? What's now, wrong with my boy?
That exact sequence of events didn't happen, but like in spirit, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So what I mean by, like, I guess,
ASMR.
Because
it would be like the mouthfeel of
everybody wants to suck on a bunch of marbles.
But
this
be
is
like,
the problem. And then you're going to, you know, unfortunately.
Exactly. Then you'd be like, oh, put them boy. In the sack because then they're not going to break and go in my throat, but I still get to experience
well, the ideal way to eat marbles. To my mind, would be put him in a plastic bag.
No.
And then tie it up the top and then dunk it into your mouth.
Don't.
Well, that's how a bag of marbles comes, except.
Don't teabag the marbles. Like in a plastic bag?
Well, because.
That's even a. That's another choking
no,
hazard.
No, because in a typical marble situation, they're in like a leather sack.
No, marbles. Leather? Marbles usually come in like a mesh bag.
Well, a mesh bag as well. It's, I don't know, the chance of them falling out or whatever is too high. In a plastic bag, you still get the marble. You get the marble mouthfeel.
No, you get a plastic mouthfeel.
Yeah, but you get the marble. Shape within the plastic.
That's good.
I'm just happy.
How are you eating marbles then?
I'm just so happy I was right. Hey, great news. MrToys.com.au, not sponsored.
Yeah.
Kilo a bag of marbles.
A kilo?
A kilo bag of marbles, assorted color and design.
Yeah.
$9.99.
And also, you're cheap.
What if we buy a kilo of marbles?
What if we buy a kilo of marbles?
Not, probably not that many marbles.
I don't know about that.
It's probably like 50 marbles.
50 marbles? And how much fun, though, going through the marbles,
it's
looking
like
at the different kinds?
A kilo of marbles. So that's like 1,000 grams.
Yeah. How much does a single marble weigh?
Yeah, like 50 grams for a marble?
50 grams for a marble?
That's a heavy marble. 50 grams!
Well, I'm holding a can of soft drink.
Yeah.
And that's going to weigh about 400 grams.
Yeah.
Because it's 300...
So 50 grams
for a marble?
For a marble?
So if an empty can had 6 marbles, would it weigh the same as... Probably not, yeah.
No.
Maybe 20 grams for marbles.
That tells
20
more.
Grams for a marble?
I think even 15 to 10. Look,
I
will
say
this.
Under 10 grams.
Sweet dear listeners, we do have a P.O. box.
How much?
We do have a P.O. box.
We do have
if
a
you want
box.
To send brand new campaign, send Plumbing the Death Star marbles.
71 P.O. Box 7127 Reservoir East.
Yeah. Send us marbles.
It's also in the show.
3073 is the post.
Send us marbles.
Send us marbles. Hashtag send us marbles.
Imagine how, like, if you're watching this on YouTube.com just to see instead of my laptop open in front of me, just a big pile of marbles.
Exactly. And marbles, I would say, not at all some sort of like tripping hazard.
If
we were just strewn all over the
but surely
studio
it's,
floor.
It's one of the easiest things to picture the three of us, Three Stooges style. Whoa, 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 whoa. On a bunch of marbles.
Okay, the standard glass toy marble typically weighs between...
I feel like a gram.
And want to take a guess?
Let's say 5 grams.
5 to 10.
2 to 5!
Yeah, so a kilo.
Diggity dog.
That's a lot of marbles.
It's a lot of marbles.
Yeah.
We would never need another marble.
We would need more marbles.
If we had a kilo of marbles.
It's crazy that a kilo of marbles from MrToys.com.au, not sponsored.
$10.
$10, yeah. But the shipping's 12 because a kilo.
Yeah, that's true. Man, they're just giving away those marbles.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not even really
you
special,
get a bigger bag
right?
of marbles. Yes.
For a marble. And also the ASMR video you're talking about, they're not just like someone just, you know, fondling them, playing with them. They're usually setting up like some sort of, I guess, a marble course.
Oh.
Or like a marble, like you see, like the tower, but a bit more in depth. Kind of almost like a Rube Goldberg machine, but not as fancy.
Yeah, yeah,
but then there are ones that are like a Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah,
they are a bit
fine
more fancy.
To watch.
And I don't know. I much prefer, like, if you, again...
Marble racing?
Yeah, marble racing, where they have a different color marble, and then you can just... apropos of nothing, just choose a particular color and go all
on
in.
Red.
Yes.
I'm betting on marbles.
Yeah, you can bet on marbles.
$100 too. That's good.
That's much more fun to do.
Yeah, marble
personally,
betting.
But again.
What if we have a Rudin Goldberg machine that, with all the marbles, we're going to get sent to our PO box?
Yeah.
It's in the show notes.
Yes.
We open the studio door and then the marble, like Rudin Goldberg machine's up, and then it just hits
Oh my God, that would be that great, would be really dude. Cool. It arms the tracks.
I was thinking of like, in terms of like being a being the toy of a marble in Toy Story, how either jealous I must have felt, you know, obviously say the giant marble.
Yeah.
But then what happens when I see a bowling ball?
Oh, dude!
How often do you reckon a bowling ball
is a bowling ball is sometimes used in Rube Goldberg.
That's a good point.
And like if I see again, it would be like
break your heart seeing a bowling ball,
a kitten seeing a lion, like a cat seeing a lion. You know, you I'm go, like, God.
I can never achieve that. No. I will remain this size forever.
Andy has marbles.
He does. What do they do?
But they're in the background and they never interacted with. So there's a chance that
they're screaming.
They're in hell.
Marbles
are in hell.
There is a chance that in the Toy Story rules, marbles don't count as toys. In the same way that like a video game
but
is
a
not
fork
a toy.
Counts as a toy.
I think it depends.
Also, I think
that's because they listened to Plumbing the Death Star 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
15 years ago. I stole Joel Zammit's idea. Yeah.
Well, again, it comes down to like, you know, well, the we're watching the ones that Andy's playing with.
Yeah.
And he just is not playing with marbles. And then it's kind of like, not only is he not playing with marbles, like the film in and of itself is they're just so not even notable.
Yeah.
Like they're just in the background.
Well, exactly. Magic 8 Ball is also not a toy, remember?
Okay.
Not Andy. Woody uses it a bunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think the way it works is it's about how much personality the kid gives the toy. Because a fork, obviously you put eyes on it. Yeah. And he's like, this is Mr. Forky. He's a guy all of a sudden. If I got the marble and I was like, this is my favorite marble, Mr. Marble.
Great name. I can tell how much you loved it. Named my marble Jonathan.
Jonathan
the Marble. And I would have put it in my mouth.
I choked on it.
Yeah.
I was for some reason not imagining you as a child. I was imagining you as an adult at like a grand scale marble. You know how they sometimes do like.
Oh, imagine having so many marbles in your mouth that your cheeks go out a little bit.
Oh, dude.
You know, it's a crazy feeling, but I know you're chasing that high.
What I want, and this is fucked up because I think this is a sensation a lot of people don't want. The sound, all the marbles in my mouth, and the sound of them rubbing against each other.
I'd imagine spitting them out one by one.
It's like cracking your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know when you have marbles in your mouth, I know you want to chew.
Yes!
You want to see if you could chew. 100%. Because you kind of think you might be able to.
I'm honestly...
You're breaking your teeth.
With everything that you want to put in your mouth and the sensations you're chasing, I'm honestly shocked that you eat as badly as you do and not worse.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Would a pool or a billiard ball be better or worse than a marble?
I'd be scared if I put a billiard ball in my mouth, it wouldn't come back out.
Well, isn't that like, it's like the light bulb thing?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That I'd put the billiard ball in my mouth and be like,
Uh-oh.
Hey, you know, I said when I was going to go play billiards.
Yeah.
I got distracted. Chess pieces probably feel really good to put in your mouth, too, while we're talking about it.
Yeah, I can see that.
While we're on the subject.
Yeah, different shapes.
Yeah,
some are like,
different,
you know,
sizes and stuff.
Whatever they're made out of. If they're made of marble.
Yeah,
smooth.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah.
A bit of edges. You want to, move your tongue over. No, I'm with you. Okay. Yeah. I'm more inclined to put a chess piece in my mouth than a marble.
I'm way more likely to put a marble in my mouth than a chess piece. Putting a chess piece.
I tell you the thing.
I know what smooth feels like. A horse.
But a horse, imagine your tongue exploring the contours of the chess piece.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I think a thing that is you want to put in your mouth, but you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it actually would feel as good as it looks, is like the
whole egg?
No, yeah. I've put a whole egg in my mouth before.
Was it good?
It was all right, yeah.
Oh, but I think the thing is the shell has would have a taste.
Yeah.
It's not just
I have a weird texture.
I think what was scary about the egg in my mouth is that it was like one wrong move.
Yeah.
It cracks or I eat a whole egg like a snake.
A snake.
That's really scary. Yeah. No, I think the little sand they put in fish tanks looks like it would be really good to
have. Like don't gravel. Put sand in your mouth.
Sand, the gravel.
Yeah,
like
because it
looks like nerds.
It looks like
the candy nerds.
Exactly.
Why don't you get one of those big boxes of nerds?
Yeah.
And then, because obviously a little box of nerds, you empty the whole box into your mouth.
Yeah,
it doesn't fill your mouth. Big box of nerds, like those cereal box.
Oh yeah, put them in a bowl and go face first. Well,
get a clear bowl.
Yeah,
put it in there, fill it up with water, and you can pretend that's a fish tank, and you can just eat the gravel.
Yes, that's gravel. Awesome. Like I'm eating a fish's ground.
Yeah,
that's my dream.
We can pretend, you know.
Yeah,
I just like the idea of like, because you get one of those big nerds packets. Yeah. You can't fit all of that in your mouth, which means you can go to max capacity and
see
how that
really
feels.
That's really exciting.
And it's also edible, so
I will choke. I'm going to choke on nerds and sue the Wonka Corporation into the earth.
Just keep addressing all your letters to Willy. Dear Willy.
You made an evil candy.
Why on the back of the packaging did it say that I should not put the whole packet in my mouth?
That's all I wanted to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time.
Come on, Willy. You've killed me.
So, yes, I think a marble would be...
That's pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Awful existence.
I was thinking, and this maybe stretches the definition of a toy, but one of the Wii Fit balancing boards would be pretty bad.
Especially in the sense of, and I know you had already picked this and you're excited to say, but you got to remember...
Yeah.
And I mentioned this a couple of minutes ago, video games are not alive in the
Toy Story universe. I'm an accessory.
But we see
a
controller isn't alive.
Yeah,
we see a Super Nintendo controller. So basically, hey, it wouldn't be great because you just picked an inanimate object.
But I'm non-sentient.
But in the same kind of vein as a marble,
if a kid's taking you outside and hanging out or whatever.
Well, not even just that. Like, they are playing with it. It's just you have no mouth.
Exactly. I'm getting imbued with some sense of... sentient. It's just small and low key.
Yeah.
And I'm very likely to be abandoned. I was thinking that too. I'm very likely to end up on Facebook Marketplace or something in an attic somewhere gathering dust. Plus I get stood on all the time.
Yeah. But that's good for you because you like to be played with.
I guess that is me getting played with. Yeah. Do I guess if a video game has no connection. Well, having said that, in the new Toy Story movie, the bad guy is like a leapfrog, you know, like children's computer. So I think the lines are more blurry than we're making it out to be.
I'm thinking like, what we would consider is a toy and isn't a toy.
Yeah.
It is blurry. I think partly because of if there's things without a mouth, we don't know. We just assume that they're not. And again, the balance board, a controller, they don't have legs. So they don't move. They don't like twitch. They can't.
Exactly.
And so it's like, well, you know, the other toys, they don't even recognize them. They're basically second-class citizen in the Toy Story hierarchy because they have no, like, they have no voice.
Yeah,
they can't make any,
they can't locomote either. They can't go anywhere.
Nothing. So I think, like, it's even probably worse than the marble. With the marble, you could at least locomote.
Yeah.
And maybe, I think, you could will yourself to roll.
Also, so say I'm a Wii Fit balance board.
Yeah.
It's unlikely that you get that for a child, unless you hate that child, you know?
Or even, what about a Wiimote?
Yeah, Wiimote's pretty bad.
Any sort of like anything for because there's a lifespan.
Absolutely.
Really
when I see
short.
The Wii U come in, I go, that's it, I'm fucked.
And then you see the Wii U get set up and then you meet the Wii U gamepad and then they get packed up and you outlive them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I go, that's right, you piece of shit.
I've still got Skyward Sword.
And then the Switch comes out like, no.
Switch 2.
Oh. Do you want to swing me around for old time's sake, Andy?
No.
I'm talking. I'm kidding. Fuck the masquerade.
Please, Andy.
It's coming out of the little tinny speaker on the Wiimote.
Please
play
Andy.
With me.
What the fuck?
Swing me around.
Don't swing
me around.
I'm going to hit this with a hammer.
No.
Please don't hit me with a hammer, Andy.
Yeah. But also,
I was thinking that with a hammer, like you can get like toy hammers or anything like heavy. Because my beautiful boy, he's in the lovely stages of like grabbing, say, the wooden block and hitting other toys or say me or his mother. I guess if you're a heavy toy. To be responsible for smashing other toys, like either you're going to be like, "I'm sorry,
I didn't want to do that,"
or "Oh, I'm sorry, but I am being played with."
This does
and
feel
this
good.
Is good to destroy you.
You know, okay. So as a toy, it feels good to be played with, right? We that's canon. Yeah. We can accept that. if you are a fucked up child, mm-hmm. and the way you play with your toys is by hitting them with a real world hammer.
Well, I mean, we see that Sid.
Yeah, Sid. Or me when I was a child.
Yeah, well, you got Action Man.
Yeah, I would throw bits of metal rebar at my Action Man or throw him in the air and watch him explode when he hit the ground. Yeah. Put him on a pile of ants.
Yeah.
How old were you when you gutted that action figure to see what the goo was? Were you an
13.
Adult then? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But still.
And then you permanently stained your friend's carpet.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Mm. But does that feel good to Woody? Getting hit with a hammer in the face again and
It'd
again
be
and
like,
again?
This is great.
Because he's getting played with.
This is fantastic.
And he doesn't have nerve endings.
No,
it really
hurt him. I guess it wouldn't hurt him. Well, no, but like we see.
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc. Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Well, the toys that Sid, like,
they don't seem like they're not screaming, but none of them have mouths.
Yeah, they get taken apart and put on things, and they seem to live like a horrible existence.
Yeah.
They seem to know that they are fucked up. And that they are
ostracized. Isn't the whole thing with Toy Story is like, it's like, you got to play with your toys, but like with love.
Yeah.
So I don't think.
But what if I, as a fucked up child, to me, this is love.
Yeah. Well, to Sid, it was like, again,
he didn't hate his toys.
He was just more, he was a curious little fella.
Yeah.
I don't think he cared. Like, he felt totally neutral to his toys. Yeah. He was like, fuck it.
They are tools, and I am experimenting, and I have an incredible imagination by making a fucked up spider baby.
So, when Jackson has his bag of marbles and he puts them in his mouth, the marbles are happy about that because Jackson feels love for the marbles in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's something he's really wanted to do for a long time.
However, but the marbles would be like, oh no, we could choke this boy. So they'd be afraid.
They'd be all tense inside the bag.
Do you know marbles aren't on the list? Well, I found a list of 20 most dangerous toys, and marbles, being choking hazards, that's not like what you need to worry
about. Can I guess one of the top five, I reckon?
Mm-hmm.
It's that game possibly from the 50s or the 70s, somewhere in that range, where it was like lawn darts, but you threw them into the air, and then they just rained.
Yeah. There was, I think a law was passed to stop that because somebody or multiple children died.
How did that work? Was it like there was a target on the ground?
It was just lawn darts that were just, they had a very, very sharp spike. I think they are collector's items now.
It's so funny.
But yeah, there was no regulations and they were lawn darts. But like a game people would end up playing was, to throw it up and then to, I don't know.
Because I guess the idea is you throw it in the air, then you run out of the way. But you're running out like the you could lose that game by getting a lawn dart embedded in your brain.
So the list that I have, it's not necessarily ranked, but I have a feeling based on like what 1 and 2 are that it's sort of ranked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lawn darts was 9.
Oh, okay. Wow.
It doesn't say anything about kids dying, but over 6,000 kids ended up in hospital in the 70s and 80s, and they weren't banned for good until 1988.
Yes.
And they occasionally called them jarts.
Jarts?
Why jarts?
I don't know.
That's crazy, dude.
Anyway, number one was a toy from 2007 called Aquadots.
Yeah.
It's because you arrange small beads, spray them with water, and then they fuse together. So, like, make, like, those little plastic...
Oh, yeah. I know the kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's sad. Imagine being a lawn dart in the Toy Story. You'd be so happy.
Flung,
like, getting played with, getting flung, and being like, yeah! Oh, yeah, I'm going to hit that kid.
Yeah. Or you're like, I don't want to hit the kid, and then it's crazy to imagine your vision going,
red.
I'm in a brain.
You're probably thinking that Aquadots got banned for being a choking hazard. Yep. Wrong.
Oh.
It's because the dots were covered in GHB.
Oh, no.
Do you know what that is?
sort of bad chemical that really messes you up.
Now, the algorithm's not going to like the second word of this because it's one of those bad ones. Not a slur.
Yeah,
that's good.
But it's the date drug.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So kids went to hospital like real sick and everyone's like, what the
Why would they do this?
Well, I guess it has to be. Anyway, and then number two is the atomic laboratory kids. So, where they contain four types of actual uranium.
Gonna say the glow in the dark and look, it's glowing. Look, I'm glowing. Look, I'm sick.
I'm so sick.
Anyway, magnets in toys is what fucks up kids.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You swallow a magnet and then...
Because if you swallow one magnet, you're fine. But if you swallow two magnets, your entire guts are fucked.
Absolutely. Also, anything with a battery as well.
Eating batteries?
Circular battery.
Come on.
The chemical reaction that can happen when you eat a battery and then the boom.
You should not eat batteries. That's a plumbing the Death Star hot tip. Don't eat batteries. There's a lot of cool things to put in your mouth.
I guess, yeah.
I get it,
like in,
you know?
Like, just in life in general.
You know, like, if a genie came to me and was like, you get, say, 40 wishes, where I could use some kind of just that weren't going to be like, that. You know, they're not life-changing, I might be like, let me eat anything, you know? Let me put anything in my mouth consequence-free.
Okay.
And then you could just suck down marbles and batteries all day. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
How satisfying.
So, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
that's
eat rocks.
Eat rocks? Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me, dude? Go to the beach, eat sand.
Yeah. Dude, don't eat sand.
These are the things like
sand, bad mouthfeel. You know what sand is.
Yeah, I don't want to eat sand. I don't want to eat sand. I don't want to eat sand. I don't want to eat dirt.
Yeah.
I could eat like sod, like, you know, like a big wet bit of dirt with grass on top, like a cow. That's pretty appealing. Yeah.
That's just cow shit to me.
I don't know if you meant like cow feces or you're like it's shit for cows. That's just cow shit, dude. I got no time for it.
It's not guy shit, it's cow shit.
Cows be doing a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know, try and deny it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Chewing cud.
Chewing cud, hanging out in a field.
Mooing.
Mooing.
Oh my God. Mooing.
Getting milked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you might have won me over.
Some cow shit's cool, dude. Yeah. I'll say it, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe a Wii Fit balancing board's not the. Well, I just think you're doing so little with your life, and then you're abandoned.
Do you think I could a Wii Fit like balance board? You bought once, maybe you use it once, or like not even,
maybe never. Like I come with the Wii, and they go, oh, well, I don't want to play that. I want to play Skyward Sword, and so you just put me in the, you sell me or you throw me in the bin.
Yeah,
you know, never played with.
Just you're pristine.
Yeah.
You're still in the box.
Do you think you can, if you're, say, I'm a Wii Fit board.
Yeah.
That comes with a Wii Fitness game that has Miis in it.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever, you know, the human
can
beings
can you be the
there,
Miis?
Can I talk through the Miis?
But I guess the TV would have to be on.
Is the TV a guy?
No,
I guess not.
I guess like we've lost touch with all this newfangled technology.
Yeah,
what is toy?
Yeah, like
is video game toy.
This was the thing.
Toy
I was
Story
thinking.
5 says yes, what, I guess, but Toy Story 2 says no.
No. What about this?
What about that?
What about this? Mm-hmm. Okay, you're a retired adult, and you love playing. You love doing a little bit of like building in your shed, but not for any practical purpose. It's not your job. It's for fun.
What am I building?
You're building birdhouses.
Doesn't
fucking matter.
Mm. Okay.
And then you get a hammer for your birthday.
Yeah.
I say, Charles Ahmed, I know you love building birdhouses. Here's a hammer.
Not
that hammer's kind of a toy.
Yeah, but it's not a toy. It's a tool.
Yeah, but it's you're not using it to, you know what I mean? You're using it for fun.
Yeah, but
it's for pleasure. And it's your hammer that you have a lot of love and affection
you
for.
You can throw a hat. If I said, here, you've been, we've made a fun game where we've put a peg in the ground and we're going to try and throw a hat on it.
Yeah.
Are we on a deserted island?
No, we're just really bored and don't want to do a podcast.
There's no power. We're really bored.
We're trying to rediscover our roots.
Is this the kind of thing where you're sitting down, you put a hat down, you're trying to flick cards into the hat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's just like, and if I bought you a hat, but you planned on...
Well, if you bought me a hat specifically for the hat game...
Yeah.
Then maybe that hat's a toy.
Well, what, a deck of cards? Are they a toy?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of. In a way.
Is a dice
a toy?
What about, like, say, just a tiny piece of a board game?
Yeah.
Say, like, a little meeple or these little tiny things, say, in a game of Monopoly, right? Yeah.
The famous meeple Monopoly piece.
Yeah. meeple. But, like, those little meeples that they have.
Yeah.
Where, like, oh, yeah, I use this in... you know, a particular board game. Mm-hmm. But like, once you've played with that board game, you never play with it again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, imagine like, oh yeah, I bought, say, Catan or whatever, and I love that. And like, imagine like in the Toy Story universe, you're that, like the bandit or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
know,
the robber or whatever it's called. Like, a little gray piece. And you're that's you. You're that. And it's like, you're only ever being used when people are playing Catan. And then, sure, there may be, you're like, oh, these people, they love to play Catan heaps. And then they stop playing it for a bit. And they buy the expansions. And then you're not being used.
Hope,
and then,
hope I get
brought
out.
Are you starting to worry about your board games? Because it sounds like...
Let him suffer.
Fuck him.
Let him rot, I say.
Yeah. Or like a little tiny cube that is there as like a health tracker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is that a guy?
My role in life is to just to be moved from...
Moved up and down. A fucking track.
A board.
Yeah.
Is the board, like the board, like the health tracker board, is that a guy?
And is the thing that determines whether you're a guy or not, as we've been speculating, a face?
Yeah.
And if that's the case, or, if I draw a face on my shoe, is my shoe a guy?
Or if I draw like a little smiley face on the marble, or is like the board game itself, the whole thing, that's the toy? Because Mr. Potato Head,
like
he has a lot of accessories that they can be, you know, not part of him,
but
he has a
him.
Connection of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like say a board game, if you have like, is the whole board game just one person or one thing? And I'm like, can they talk? Well, if there's a, like, you know, some of the cards might have people on it. I'm thinking of like, say, is it Viticulture, where like the cover, like the board game cover is like two people. Can
are
they talk through that?
Can they talk? Is that two individual people? Or is that just the board game?
I'm just thinking that's one, maybe one person.
Are there any guys in Toy Story that are two people?
Like stuck together?
Yeah.
That's what happens with Sid. He kind of combines
that's
toys.
A good point.
But like,
with Sid's situation, is the robot spider and the baby head two guys?
And the fishing rod and the bobby legs.
Bobby legs? Are they two guys or is that one guy now?
Yeah.
How does it work? Where's the sentience in
a
toy?
One guy, but I think it might be two.
Me too. I reckon it could be two. It's a frightening world.
It is scary. I don't like it.
No, I mean, it's bad to think about. Yeah.
Look, I was gonna be like, oh, like one of the toys that like can die in real life, like as in like any of the
you've accepted that too readily. What could he mean?
I was thinking of the board game Operation.
No. I mean, like,
I killed him.
He doesn't
die
in Operation, does he?
No, but it's
the consequence of Operation. He dies.
Well, it can bad at Operation.
I would have assumed.
I think he just suffers. I think he just suffers on the operating.
Also, you can remove his brain.
That's
not killing him.
That's a good point.
Anything you remove from this man, you sterilizing your hands, he's dead. No.
You're not allowed to use your hands in Operation.
I don't think you're allowed to use your hands in real operations either.
Probably.
No, you've probably got tools for everything.
Yeah, well, you need to wrench something out of
it. I don't think you're meant to wrench something out of a guy.
Maybe back in the day.
Yeah,
because in my head, I was like, hey, you just like, oh, say you were like, I don't know, you scalpel open the ribs and then pull them up. No, don't pull them apart. That's not the move.
Like for some reason, I'm removing heaps of intestine. So like I cut. Then, you know, grab it and I'm pulling it.
Like a clown set of scarves. What the hell?
A clown with some scarves.
Yeah.
Like, it just keeps going.
I think we're all thinking about butchers. Who would use their hands?
Yeah, I am.
That's a good point.
Oh, no, but like toys that could die. I mean, like, so an example would be like those, you know, those toys you make where you got to plant grass seeds and then they grow
like
a face?
Oh, like a chia pet? Yeah.
Because the grass dies.
Yeah.
So the toy has a timeline. Anyway, but I was thinking about that, and then I was like, oh, like maybe like putting like pipe cleaners on like an actual potato, and then you're a toy that's rotting from the inside.
That's pretty bad too.
But I mean, obviously the ones to settle on, and like the one that people are screaming out for us to talk about, oh, it's plumbing the Death Star. Which toy would be bad in Toy Story? What toy would be bad in real life? Sounding rod.
That would be bad.
Basically any...
Oh, wait, though.
No, let me... Okay. I'll explain my reasoning.
Yeah. Okay.
Any sex toy that is, I would say, not necessarily extreme, but, you know, on the heavier end of, you know, you're getting out of vanilla. And I would say that,
sounding is well and truly
vanilla.
Out of vanilla. I would agree.
So, but even if people are into that, you like sounding.
Yeah.
It's sure probably, and with the people that like sounding, it's probably a little treat. But then you have to go really far if you get into the guy that sounds every day.
Yeah.
So, like, you're a sex toy that's got one specific use. It's probably not going to get used that often.
True.
So you're like, or like the fucking gaping prongs. Same deal.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
To be the gaping frog.
What's it called? This
speculum?
Yeah, speculum.
I guess. That'd be funny to be like, oh, I'm a speculum. You're neutral. You have no sentience because you're a medical product.
Or
a tool to use in.
Unless
and then
you're
suddenly
a sex toy.
You gain sentience for some reason.
What?
And you're like,
what?
Wait a second. What am I? I'm a. Why?
You go. Because you got some base level understanding of like
what
you were made for, like Buzz does. You go, oh, I'm a medical device. Oh, somebody must be getting a colonoscopy.
I'm a...
No.
In a way.
No. It's also funny to imagine the Toy Story, like Toy Story 1 plot happening, but with a vibrator and a speculum.
Yeah.
The speculum comes in and is like, I'm the new favorite toy. And the vibrator's like, I don't think so. I think I'm going to get more used to you in the long run, buddy.
I really don't think.
I'm not worried about my position in the sex toy hierarchy.
Hey, good luck.
I think it's going to be you and anal beads spending a lot of time together, okay, pal? Do you reckon in the sex toy hierarchy there's like a kind of divide between the ass toys and the pussy toys?
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, I would imagine there would be too.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to mix.
When you go to a sex shop, there is a divide.
Well, I imagine it's the vibrator or the dildos.
Yeah, it's called the fucking gooch.
Yeah, it's also called, a flared base.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah.
But then, you know, if the
vibe. Also, you shouldn't be using the same toy for both.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
Even
I was like,
with cleaning, I wouldn't be like.
But if the dildo.
That's my ass dildo.
Yeah.
That's my pussy dildo.
Yeah, well, you got the butt plug and the dildo.
And my mouth dildo.
That's my mouth dildo.
These are the dildos I jerk off. I got a lot of different dildos.
Okay. I can put my pussy dildo into my mouth dildo. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I'm not putting my ass dildo in my mouth.
I would also never put my jack off dildos into my mouth. Not because there's anything wrong with that, but just because that defeats the purpose of the mental game I'm doing.
Exactly.
I will jack them off and not look.
Yeah.
I would never suck them off. My hands are filthy.
Jacking off dildos only.
Yeah.
You're getting an elaborate setup here.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, the pussy dildo and the butt plug, you can imagine them having like an animosity toward one another. Because the pussy dildo is like, well, at least I'm not the butt plug. And the butt plug's like, no, but for me, that's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I want. When I think they'd be the best of friends.
They'd be best friends.
Usually we're talking between a wall. It's nice to see you.
Yeah. That's true. And then when they get used together,
hey, pal, how you doing?
So those sex toys would be awesome. Yeah. But like, like a butt plug and a sounding rod.
They got nothing to say to each other.
Yeah, they might get used at the same time, but... sounding rod's only coming out every now and then.
So they're getting used at the same time and talking to each other muffled through the whole body. Yeah.
Once again, I don't know enough about sounding.
Yeah, just Google it. Just open up your little machine and Google it.
But like, if you are into sounding, how often...
Hey Siri, Google sounding.
But if you're into that, like how often are you using that?
I don't know.
Is it like a thing where people are using it and they're wearing it the whole day?
I don't think so.
Like I don't know.
A butt plug you might, but I don't know if a sounding rod...
So a butt plug the cheeks can cover it tastefully
and
you can live your day, and then when like you sit down or you bend over or you're doing stuff like, ooh, that's fun.
Yeah,
sounding rod full on just sticks out.
Unless
you get like a bit more malleable sounding rod.
Like a pipe cleaner.
Like a pipe
situation.
Cleaner. It's a flexible sounding rod.
I don't know
enough about sounding rods, and I don't want to know enough about it. It's one of those ones where I'm like, you know what?
Hey. It's not for me.
Hey Alexa, show me sounding rods.
Yeah. Hey Alexa, add a sounding rod to my shopping cart.
Plumb in the depth of this. There's a bunch of people that were going to send us marbles that are like, actually,
no.
They're on Amazon with the marbles and they see a sounding rod get added. You know what? No.
Well, that's scary for us. They're putting marbles in their pack. They've changed your dress.
That's so funny.
We're about to get sent marbles and sounding rods.
The algorithm that then like will happen for that individual who's getting sounding rods and marbles. Oh, no.
What with the potato that's rotting?
Yeah.
So you're a potato.
Yeah.
Like a traditional old school Mr. Potato Head.
Yep.
Right? Because they used to just be potatoes.
Yeah.
You stick a nose and eye.
Yeah.
You're alive as long as the potato is alive.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I guess like it's... As long as you're still being played with and the eyes and nose and mouth and stuff.
So if you took the mouth out and put it on a new potato...
Because he can see through his own eyes whatever they are.
That's a good point.
And he becomes the flatbread.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you took the eyes, nose, and mouth out of the original potato and put it in something else, they would still be seeing and talking.
Yeah,
and they can move it, as in Toy Story 3 with the tortilla.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So,
the tortilla. Yeah.
I guess, yeah, that's, but they would know what rotting feels like. And that's pretty cool to give your toys, you know?
Would it know what rotting
though?
That would
finally get the plum in the Death Star experience of how it feels to rot from the inside.
But would it know what rotting is? Because, like, when Mr. Potato Head does put himself on the tortilla, is he being, can he feel with the, like, tortilla? A pigeon attacks him, but he's not like he's screaming in pain.
Well, I don't know if
he's just
can
more like,
feel
get
pain.
Away, go yeah, away, because. Point. You're impeding my goal.
Yeah,
it's not about I'm being torn apart by a bird.
Well, I guess, Buzz doesn't appear to feel pain when he falls off the.
That's a good point.
The balcony, and he loses his arm. He just like lies like, there and accepts it.
Yeah.
I guess he's like, I just fuck don't my feel horrible, pain at all.
Horrible
toy life.
I guess they just don't have pain receptors.
That's true.
Well, but so I guess they wouldn't toys feel, don't have nerves.
They do fear death though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because
they feel
no
like
existence.
Oblivion.
Yeah.
So they, but they don't fear pain.
Yeah.
So I guess they wouldn't care about this like. Potato oozing and rotting because they're like, well,
that's
who cares?
True.
I'm not even feeling that.
Yeah, well, again, that just takes me back to why I settled on sin.
No, you made
rot.
The right choice.
Yeah, because it's bored
ignored. No, yeah. Imagine you're like, oh, I buy the stand. Maybe I'm into this. Nope. For me.
And I can't return it, and I couldn't possibly throw it out because that feels weird too.
Yeah,
so it's just time to sit as a horrible memory of the day I almost lost my mind.
Yeah, just in the back of a drawer somewhere,
and you just roll back there.
But that's what I'm thinking. Like the person who is really loves to sound. I'm like, how often are they doing it?
I don't know.
That's the thing. I don't know.
Probably it's like a.
I don't want to.
Maybe it's like stretches with your ears. Like the first time you do it, it's like. Not so good, but then you just like slowly get a thicker and thicker rod.
I've got to Google this.
Yes!
I reckon. My guess would be like if you're really into it and you're used to it, you could do it like once a fortnight.
I reckon it's way more than that.
Reckon like two or three times a week?
Yeah, probably.
Get home from work, you're tired.
Sounds to
stick a rod up your penis, chuck on.
There's a.
The Jeffersons.
Okay.
Firing up Meet the Robinsons, your favorite movie, and just sounding away. Sounding the night away. So you'd put the sounding rod in, and then you would take it out and jack off?
I guess. Mm. Or maybe just having it in just feels so good that you just, like, that's enough.
Because it touches your prostate.
Yeah.
There's a Healthline article.
Uh-huh.
Which is everything you need to know about urethral sounding. And then, like, one of the questions, because, again, you know how, like, you know, I don't know if it's AI or they're grabbing, like, whatever it is from, like, you know, like, other questions you can ask. Like, does sounding hurt the first time? Although this, you know, this may sting a little because of the irritation in the urethral wall. The discomfort is often temporary.
You did this.
A person should also sterilize the sound and they call it the sound. I don't like that. Okay.
It's called sounding because that's how you measure depth at sea, right? That's
I didn't realize what it's called. That's
you sound the sea and now also your body through your penis.
It's really funny to imagine a bunch of guys in the 1920s or whatever that drop something into the Arctic Ocean and someone's like, hey, would it be crazy to
guys, hear me out.
I just realized I have an extra hole on my body that I have done nothing with.
So it says here, again, safety is paramount. As using improper tools or excessive force can lead to complications like pain, bleeding, or rarely urethral injuries.
Yeah.
It's important to consult a healthcare professional if any, even minor complications
sounding
arise.
Sounding is also, I mean, it's not sounding.
Oh,
anymore.
That does not look good.
Yeah. Sounding when.
This one's got, it's bumpy.
Oh, no.
It's like a fish hook.
It's
Jesus
bumpy.
Different Texas ribbed for her.
That was actually a lot better than I thought because I thought there was going to be a penis and knots attached. Anyway, it can also be used for medical reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
Johnny Knoxville had to get into sounding twice a day
because
he
crazy.
Crushed his urethra.
Yeah, he dropped a motorbike on it.
Yeah.
Did you have to get into it, or is it just more of a, I'm getting no sexual gratification of this?
No, it was.
But like, do you have to get hard?
I don't know. Or does it? I mean, like,
it's like a catheter.
Putting a metal rod in your penis will make it rigid.
You would probably get an erection out of just like pure shock.
Whoa!
I love skimming this. When done safely and properly, it can be a satisfying form of sexual play. Intrigued? No. Read on to learn more
like
about
leg,
why
though.
It's done, what objects to use, and most importantly, how to do it safely.
Yeah.
Thank you for
I keep thinking when
learning.
I said improper.
Why do people do it is one of the headings. Great great
to jack off.
Yeah, because it feels
the genitals
awesome.
Are dense with nerves. Well, I guess.
I keep imagining they like don't put like improper things in there. I keep imagining putting like, you know, with a pen.
Yeah.
You pull out the pen.
Oh, I didn't even
slide that in and then write your name on a piece of paper.
That's awesome.
So I didn't even think about. I guess people, you know, with a vagina.
Of course.
Because
you just need a urethra to go.
Because it's like, the urethra passes by particular sensitive areas, you know, in the penis head, the clitoris, and the G spot. Mm-hmm, I'm like,
I guess, all you need is a urethra and you can have the time of your life. Being...
And it can also stimulate the prostate.
Yeah.
Well, if it's inserted deeply enough, you really. And it's taboo!
Yeah.
Exclamation mark. That, I guess.
I think it's pretty safe to say that being a sounding rod in this universe, or the Toy Story universe, is an interesting experience and maybe not one I'd recommend.
No, hey, me neither. You know, it's not for everyone.
Can I hit you with this?
Just a couple of sentences. So unbelievably.
Just before you do that, I just want to end with this.
I've been fighting for my life for like 10 minutes.
Are there any benefits? There aren't any health benefits to sounding.
That's awesome.
But sounding could provide sexual fulfillment, which may help you feel happier and even less anxious or depressed about your sex life.
And I know, Jackson,
how does it feel?
Start a riff on this, but I can't.
No, I'm
enough.
Trying to wrap up so you can piss because I need to piss too.
I think all this penis talk.
Yeah. So there's a lot to. Close your laptop. Hey, he made me do this. Look, hey, if you're going to do it slowly and gently. And seek medical help if necessary from injury or toys that get stuck. That's a little message from me to you.
Yeah.
And if you want to learn more about sounding,
Google it.
Follow Plumbing Pod on Instagram?
Yes.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
Thank you so much for this. Go piss.
Yeah.
Just get out of here. I'll wrap up. You go piss.
Okay. Hey, goodbye. Thanks for having me. Yeah. And shout out to our listener who suggested this. Remember, you're a beautiful listener, but also shout out to our ugly ones.
This episode's for tens and ones. Thank you so much, Christy Incredible, for suggesting this topic. Again, if you want to suggest a topic, you can sign up to the Bad Brain Boys. The links will be in the show notes. One, you'll be supporting us. That's the most important thing. We need all the help we can get, clearly. But also, you get a bunch of benefits. You get access to the Discord, where you can suggest the topic. You get access to a bonus episode of Plumbing the Death Star a month, an episode of What If, two episodes of Jackson Bailey Spooks America. Yeah. Fucking
heaps of stuff. Heaps? Like Play Slash Ruin with me, you, and JD try to ruin Adam's day by playing D&D wrong.
Really, really wrong. They're very, very funny. You get discounts on live show tickets. There's fucking heaps. But mostly you'd be doing us a favor, and it's not that expensive. Please, please sign up.
please
sign up to Bad Brain Boys. We'd appreciate it. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Thank you. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right.
Okay.
Ow, ow, ow.
Am I beautiful before we start?
Yeah, dude.
No.
Yes. Oh,
fuck. Well, opinion is divided.
Jackson, you're the deciding factor.
Oh, fuck. Yes. I am beautiful. I've decided.
Woo!
Thank God.
Oh, no.
For another episode
I'm also
going to
crack
Death,
this before we start the
what
episode.
What are you drinking?
Dude, Peppy don't Mac? Worry about it.
Zamet revealed your secret. It's Peppy Mac.
No, you only drink soda water now.
Yeah, I do.
How many times have you broken Edge?
I accidentally stole a Lucozade.
That's not a soft drink.
It's like a health drink, right?
Yeah.
it's carbonated. It's basically carbonated Powerade.
Yeah. Carbonated
but
Barocca,
I did accidentally steal it.
How'd you steal it? Off somebody or a store?
Off a store. Off a 7-Eleven. So okay. There's been some problem with my, what do you call it, like NFC, where like you use your card to pay for things. And I didn't realize. So I just tapped it.
And they just kept going.
The store.
With headphones on?
Yeah. Playing music loudly.
I've done that multiple times and then got into my car. It's like payment decline. Yeah. I'm like, well.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I was doing the same. I was like, well, I'm not turning around.
I got donuts and a drink for free once.
Free Lucozade. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
That's the clerk like, come on, man. I got to cancel it.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn it.
God damn, dude. So Lucozade's the only time I've broken my...
Well, that's not true, because you also broke it straight away.
Yeah.
Yes, one time I made a mistake.
No, so two times.
Well, yes, okay. I made two
and also,
okay,
errors.
Someone is remembering
Someone is remembering
things.
All of the errors I made in my
and also,
only drinking
like,
soda water fucking New Year's resolution.
Also, you stealing the Lucozade has nothing to do with you... Like, the reason... You framed that like you were like, oh, it's because I accidentally stole it.
Yeah.
I drank it.
Yeah.
Got nothing to do with that at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, well, it was just an, it was an amusing anecdote okay. around the yeah. other time.
You,
I,
you were doing the not misdirect, like the... yeah. What's the fucking thing where you like, you just muddy the water yeah, so yeah, yeah. people
I
get
go,
distracted?
Well, maybe they'll be so amused that I stole a Lucozade. Mm. Yeah, I'm gish galloping you. Yeah. You'll be like, oh, he stole a Lucozade, and then...
Wait a second, that's got nothing to do with anything. Yeah. What are you talking about? You were going to get the Lucozade anyway, paid for or not.
He tried to pay for it.
Yes, that is true. So a Lucozade and I forget the other... Maybe a...
It was a Coke.
A Coke are the two times yeah. I've fucked up
yeah.
well, my job. Resolution. Yeah. Thank you. Wow,
it is a good... The only reason I care is because you claimed you had the perfect way of... doing a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I still think it's benefited me. The perfect way, Zamir, I don't know if you know this, is you make the resolution prior to New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Like a week out. Because then you don't feel so beholden to the New Year's
It's not
challenge.
A New Year's resolution.
It's just yeah. a thing, it's just a thing I'm doing.
And what would you say, like the, what would you count as like, that's a successful, like as in like using Jackson's method, what would you count as a success?
I mean, it depends because, like, how often was he drinking soft drink prior? And then it's just like, well, if he was drinking soft drink every day,
if you're gonna be
and then he
me
goes down
that,
to
this conversation is over and Jackson wins.
Yeah, and if he goes down from like, if I was, you know, he's having one every day, and then he goes down to like once a week, I'm like, that's still a success.
Yeah, but that's not what
I don't know how often I was drinking. Yeah. Soft
and also, that's
drink.
Not what
say.
He was claiming.
I was probably drinking more juice than soft drink, and I haven't stopped doing that.
Juice is pretty bad. Anyway.
Juice is worse for you.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so. Anyway, start the show.